the land. Blair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Blair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
In an unbelievable turn of events, I, Blair Adams, totally agree with two flaming liberals, Barack Obama and Geraldo, I can't stand him or his stupid mustache, Rivera. The president today, in the first speech he has ever made that made any sense, pointed out what liberals have been denying for so long. The rest of the world counts on the U.S. to be the world's policeman. Then hates us if we do anything. Quite the quagmire, huh? Especially when you're in power. Then Fox's chief doofus reporter, Geraldo, repeats what I've said for days. If we lob a couple of scuds or tomahawks, no matter if we hit anything important or not, Assad will parade the dead bodies of men, women, and children with our fingerprints all over them. This is the American Adversaries at Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL. And now we're going to launch our own Scud missile on America. Here is my co-host, Christopher Hart.
All right. Thank you so much, Blair Adams. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us here tonight. We are the American Adversaries Drive Time on a wet Friday evening. Be careful if you're out on the roads or heading out there. Most of the rain, I think, has passed on through, but those roads are going to be wet probably until tomorrow morning. So be careful while you're out there. 407-774-8255 is that number. And don't look now, Lair, but there may be a third flaming liberal out there that we agree with, and that would be none other than Alan Grayson.
I agree with him, too.
Oh, it's getting good. It's getting good, man, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to make light of the situation in Syria, but we told you before Barack Obama won re-election that his biggest problem in his second term was going to be people from his own party. And it looks like if the vote were to be held today because of mass defections on the Democrat side, Barack Obama would not get approval in the House to launch a strike against Syria. Definitely will in the Senate. But if there were a vote today, it looks like it would go down no.
You know what, Chris? I think ever since Cameron, Prime Minister of England, got turned down, I think Barack Obama saw that as his opportunity, and I'm sure that's why he went to Congress.
Well,
that is going to be his eventual cop-out, scapegoat, and he's going to kick and scream like he's a tough guy while he just smiles as this thing goes down.
We shall see. Certainly, in a very clever way, what Barack Obama is doing here is actually limiting the authority, if you will, of the executive branch. He is trying to lay groundwork for when he eventually does die. I mean, goes on. I don't mean die and be killed in office or anything like that. I mean, in his mind, he would like to be king forever. All right. But eventually, he knows, even he is not immortal. And so he is laying the groundwork for whoever will come after him to have their hands tied, because he's laying a precedent. Okay, instead of a president acting and then going to Congress and saying, here's why I did it, and now I'll seek your approval to do anything more, which is what a decisive leader would have done in this situation, because he wouldn't have given Assad a whole month to move his assets and plan for the strike. Okay, he would have done it. And then he would have explained, and he would have said, going forward, I seek your approval. That's how a real leader does it. Now, though, he is trying to lay a precedent by this president that would tie and hamper the hands of future presidents. He did the same thing with the NSA, and he is doing that here. He's in several ways, when it comes to, it's interesting dynamic here, because when it comes to domestic policy, he has greatly expanded the authority of the executive branch.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to foreign policy, he's dialing it back, and he's doing that on purpose. Now, I've been saying for quite some time that Barack Obama has a three-tiered foreign policy, and it goes something like this. For the first stage is he ignores the problem, hoping that it will go away. Second stage is he makes it up as he goes along, which is what he appears he'd be doing right now. Third stage is he will claim all the triumphs that happen to happen as his own and disavow any defeats, which is what he's setting up Republicans in Congress for here.
Blame.
There is, however, another distinct possibility. And let's look at it this way. His three-tiered foreign policy is, first of all, bide your time. Wait for your opportunity. Second, when it presents itself, act. Third, continue the deception. There's something you said on Sunday night show, Lair, and something Carl Jackson has said several weeks ago. Carl Jackson said it was odd, or interesting, or coincidental, I forget how he actually said it, that as Barack Obama carries out his policy in the Middle East, it almost always seems to help the Muslim Brotherhood. Look at what happened in Libya. Look at what happened in Egypt. Look at what's going to happen here. And then you said something about his heritage. Yes, Barack Obama was a Muslim, at least for some time as a child, because his stepfather made sure of it. Put him in the Muslim school.
That was his first indoctrination.
Right. Now, there are two sects of Muslims. There are the Shia and there are the Sunni. He was brought up as a Sunni Muslim. The Muslim...
The Hazad is a...
Shia.
Yep.
The Muslim Brotherhood are Sunni Muslims. Muslims are very patient and very clever. Let's say you had two giant enemies, and you wanted to do away with both of them, but you were incapable of doing that. How about if you were to use those enemies to do away with each other? And you got someone in a position where they could use the mightiest military force this world has ever known to vanquish one of those enemies. And in the process, you weaken that military to where it is now vulnerable.
And the standing power of the two in conflict
would then be the
stronger,
the Sunni Muslim. Yes.
You would have used the stronger power to take your enemy out.
Right. I hate to bring it up, but it is a very distinct possibility that we must consider here as we go forward.
Well,
because as Barack Obama even let slip today, not only does he want to punish Assad, now he wants to, quote-unquote, secure the chemical weapons. Well, we know, anybody knows that knows anything about military, that means boots on the ground.
The estimate's 75,000 to do the job.
And remember what John Kerry said the other day when he was trying to slam the door on that. He said, in regard to a civil war, there will be no boots on the ground. That has nothing to do with seeking out weapons of mass destruction. And we're being shown here by the great John Kerry and the great Barack Obama the right way to do it. Iraq was the wrong way to do it. In the end, it's going to be the same thing. This is a distinct possibility we must consider as we are looking forward to perhaps giving the president this authority. Because one of two distinct possibilities exists, I believe, in this case. One, he doesn't have a clue what he's doing, and therefore has no contingency plans for when Assad does what you're talking about, or when Iran strikes, or when something else happens, or when Assad uses the chemical weapons again. He's either doesn't have a clue, or that's what he wants to happen from the beginning. We must consider those two possibilities, and neither one of them is neither very good. And in the end, giving this guy authority that he wants right now, in my opinion, is like allowing a two-year-old kid to play with a torch or with matches. It's just insanity.
Or dynamite. Well, the thing is, too, I haven't seen any overhead aerial photographs saying, okay, this is where we're going to go in and we're going to get those chemical weapons. We sort of had that before the Gulf War. I mean, there was painstaking efforts. People, oh, well, there was nothing there. Wait a minute, they got moved, and we knew that they were being moved around because we had tons of information, aerial photography. Now, if all the aerial photography in the world, I'm sorry, I don't think is going to find any of these chemical weapons.
No. So we're being sold a bill of goods.
Yes.
We're being sold a bill of goods. All right?
With no cohesiveness.
Barack Obama wants to do away with Assad. Maybe it's because he's a Shia Muslim. Maybe not. But we're being sold a bill of goods by this administration. Now, I'm happy to say we've been trying to get Congressman Dan Webster on the show. And he's just swamped right now, as you might imagine. However, he did issue this press statement, and so we're allowed to read it here on the air. To my knowledge, this is breaking news. This is from Congressman Dan Webster's office, dated September 6th, 9:06 a.m. That's today, this morning. I quote, "I am pleased that the president has agreed to fulfill his responsibility to consult with Congress before intervening militarily in Syria. While I will seriously consider the information delivered in upcoming classified briefings, at this point, I am strongly opposed to military intervention in Syria." Unquote. Thank you very much,
Dan
Webster.
Yes, sir.
Not only do we need to know what Assad has done, we need to know exactly what this man in the White House plans to do. Because, yes, I do question his motives. Because he has either shown incompetency or he is up to no good. I'm here to tell you. And there is a lot of military people who do not relish the idea of going in there to get Assad on the side of Al-Qaeda and these other cutthroats. And no, there aren't any moderate good guys over there. None. Zip, zero, nada. If there are, they are a very scant few. And even if we did put them in power, they wouldn't last 3 or 4 weeks.
You want to describe to me what a moderate terrorist is?
That's my point. They do not exist. They just do not. In that frame, in that theater of action over there. Okay? In Syria, they don't exist. You can't exist. And by the way, the New York Times is coming out. Now they're all beginning to notice this, right? And this is something we've been talking about. You know, you keep bringing it up over and over, Larry, and rightfully so. Who are these good guys? Who are you? Who knows?
Who do we want to win?
Right. And the New York Times puts out this video, you know, assassination, these execution-style killings of the Syrian soldiers who were captured by the rebel groups. That we're going to come in on their side, and this is over a year old. This is about a year and a half old.
Yep.
They execute them on the ground. Well, we already told you folks about this sort of thing. What was it, months ago when Abe Katzman on our show talked about how the militants, the rebels, cut the heart. The heart or the liver, one of those organs, out of a Syrian soldier and ate it raw. These are the people that we're going to send our people over there to fight with
and die for, die
and our resources,
shed their blood to save.
So what is this president up to? I demand to know. The whole United States demands to know what this man really plans to do.
But again, my point was, if this all falls apart for him and he doesn't get his vote, he's going to fall back. I mean, because of what happened in Britain, he's going to fall back on, hey, I tried, but it was Congress, and he's just going he's going to embellish so much of it.
He's got a devious plot. Now, how devious it is, I don't know. Maybe it's just a politically devious plot. Maybe it's something bigger like what I was talking about a few minutes ago. It does not matter to me. Either way, he does not deserve to have the full force of the United States government backing his plans to use our military in this situation, because there's no truth coming out of any of their mouths. In that sense, Vladimir Putin was exactly right. They are lying through their teeth about what? I don't know. But they are, by God, lying.
That's right, folks. We are the American Adversaries. We have to go to a quick break. Callers, please hang on the line. We're all overheated here, and we can't wait to talk to you and get your opinion on it. We will be right back.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL. If you can take it.
Okay, welcome back. You are listening to The American Adversaries Drive Time. Christopher Hart, Lair Adams in the studio with you right now. We have Tom Tillotson, our regular Friday guy, on the line. Nostra Dennis will join us shortly. And we also have a couple of callers I'll get right to. But first, just a quick program note. Sunday night, the baseball game will be on 6:60 a.m., but we'll still be here. We will be live. We'll be up the dial at 1520 WBZW. That's Sunday night, 1520 WBZW, which is where we simulcast anyway. And also, you can listen to us anytime at 660WORL.com, no matter what the Rays are doing. Just got this from Carl. He says, get with the times. You've never eaten a human heart for brunch? Tastes like sushi. Laugh out loud.
Chicken.
You forget I'm a vegetarian there, Carl. Okay, real quickly, let's go to the phone lines and talk to first Coast Guard Al. Thank you, Al. What point are we missing?
Hi. Missing the point that the president is listening to his advisor, Valerie Jarrett. She's calling all the shots. And
oh, we agree. Yeah, but, you know, I went to the Trevor Loudon lecture last night. And, folks, if you have not gotten his book, get your hands on his book, The Enemies Within. This is about Congress. He has also written one about the president. Valerie Jarrett comes from a long line of people from the Muslim Brotherhood, my man. So they are of the cut from the same cloth, the same cloth.
No doubt about it. I've been a one-year listener and a first-time caller, and we in the military didn't like Clinton, and I think it's even worse the military now than not like Barack Obama.
Absolutely. It's got to be, Al. And my question is, how can any woman be, you know, purposely and by their choice, be a Muslim? I just don't understand it. With what they have to give up in their lives, you know, freedom, forget that.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Oh, go ahead, Al.
We should let Coe Pink go over there and try the Muslim life.
You got that right, my friend. Hey, listen, Al, since you've been a long-time listener, how about give Nick LoCicero your information? I'll send you a gift card to Cafe Positano. You like Italian food?
I love it. Thank you. That'd be great.
You'll love this Italian food. It's the best.
You got it. Just stay on the line, and Nick LoCicero will take care of you. Okay, and don't forget, folks, Nick LoCicero has a great new show that he just started. It's called WDW News Today. That's for Walt Disney World News Today, the radio show. That's with Nick LoCicero, and that's live Saturday evenings from 7 to 8 on 1520 WBZW. It's a great show, and it's a lot of fun, so I think you'd enjoy it.
And it's not a Mickey Mouse operation?
Nope.
Okay, good. That was a dumb joke. I'm looking right at Nick, but he does a great show.
Let's go to Eva, and then we'll get to Tom Tillotson. Eva, thank you for calling tonight.
Yes. I just want to say I was brought up old school, not new school. Difference is new school is image. Old school is you were known by the company you keep. All you got to do is look at John Kerry, Hillary Clinton. Who trusts them?
Well,
and that's what the president's got to fight with. Because that's where your past comes around. And those people have been in there since the 60s.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, and it seems like things are coming home to roost right now
and
for him.
And I agree with the pastor. It's coming home to roost, and you reap what you sow. You can hide it. You can have it wrapped up. You still reap what you sow, and thank God it's coming home to them.
Amen. Thank you, Eva. Appreciate you being out there.
Okay. The problem is this president may go too far. He may go so far we can't fix things.
That's why, in my opinion, he needs to be reined in. Let's see what Tom Tillotson thinks about it. Tom, thanks for being on our show today. This is Tom Tillotson from Biz Pack Review. I know you've been doing a lot of writing recently here about Syria.
Yes, I have. You know, the issue, you know, really hits home with me. I just think, you know, we've been down this path so many times, guys, and it just doesn't seem to matter what we do in the Middle East. Regardless of what side we take or what actions we take or don't take, we always end up being the bad guy. You know, this just my opinion here is we need to stay out of Syria. You know, it's not our fight. However, I think you guys, you know, we have to understand we have a lot of allies on the left on this issue. And I think we shouldn't, you know, make this so political as to alienate those on the left who feel the same way as we do. You know, you mentioned it earlier in the show, Chris, you know, Alan Grayson, Representative Alan Grayson. You know what? I listened to his comments on this issue, and I agree with much of what he's saying. So, you know, this is one time where the left and right can come together, because I don't think this is a Republican-Democrat issue as much as it is the political class versus the people.
Well, yeah, that depends on the reasoning why people do like it or don't like it.
Yeah, and I'm focused on the president, but we're going to continue this conversation with Tom Tillison when we come back.
Orlando's in Tullamore.
Here is tonight's American Adversaries Soundbite RX News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's Soundbite RX News Minute is brought to you by Roxy Pacifics. That's R-O-C-Z-E-Y Pacifics with an X.net. Roxy Pacifics is an all-natural kelp and vitamin-based antibacterial and anti-inflammatory. It is totally safe for kids, pets, and yourself. Do yourself a favor, RoxyPacifics.net. Now here's Christopher Hart with Ted Boger of SoundbiteRx.com.
You know, Ted, all this week the focus has been on Syria and Barack Obama's foreign policy, but you know his domestic policies are in just as big a mess, aren't they?
His domestic policies, which you're right, we haven't been focusing on, are a mess, Chris. Absolutely a mess. It actually is such a bad scenario for everyone. That there's so many things to talk about. I can talk about health care. I can talk about home ownership. It's insane.
But let's focus on the people that Barack Obama promised to help, in particular the poor. How have his policies been for them?
Well, the poor have suffered, as have the community that really got him elected, which is the African-American or black community. Health care premiums are just outrageous. For example, in Wisconsin, because of Obamacare, they're going to increase the health care premiums by 125%. The black home ownership, which is so important to really focus on, the black home ownership is down to a rate that it has not seen since 1995. So the people that got him elected are actually suffering because of his policies.
As my colleague Carl Jackson likes to say, Barack Obama is in a war to keep you poor.
I love that, and that's exactly what's happened. But he paints it in a way that doesn't seem to reach the people who he's actually impacting. They don't understand that they are being impacted by his domestic policies.
In fact, that has been one of his best suits, is that he can govern and yet act as though he is not governing.
And no responsibility. It's not his fault that homeownership is down for the black population. It's not his fault that premiums are going to increase 125% or more. It's not his fault for policy. That's a whole other thing. So he takes responsibility for nothing.
Okay. All right, folks. If you want the full story, if you want the accurate story, the complete story, you go to soundbiterx.com. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Fred.
You may know me in wrestling as a star, Johnny B. Bad. I listen to the American Adversaries, and you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my tootie booty.
Okay, welcome back, folks, to the American Adversaries. I'm Christopher Hart, and along with Lair Adams, we are live, and you can join us as well. 407-774-8255 is that number. We have Tom Tillison on the line. We've got another caller, Don, on the line. I'll get to them in just a moment. But first, I want to welcome to the show Paul Faircloth of Mosquito Creek Outdoors. Welcome to the show today, Paul.
Thanks a bunch for having us. We appreciate getting to talk with you.
Okay. You've got a big to-do going on there tomorrow. You've got a great sale going on, but more than that, you've got a contest going on.
We sure do, and we're proud to be a part of it. We've got a NWTF, National Wild Turkey Federation sanctioned turkey calling contest going on. We're starting registration at 9, and two of the winners will get the chance to go to the national contest in Nashville the first of next year.
Now, do you have to be a professional turkey caller to get in this contest?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know, it's wide open, and we've got six categories, and two of the categories have a guaranteed $1,000 payout.
Whoa, $1,000. Wow. And this is going to be tomorrow morning?
Yes, sir. We're you know, starting up. Registration begins at 9, and hopefully we'll get the different divisions going somewhere around 10 or 10:30, and we'll work till everybody is everybody's competed.
Hey, that's great. Paul, Lair Adams here. In a minute, we'll get directions to your store, but what do you actually have at Mosquito Creek? You guys are a full outdoor store, correct?
Yes, we try and have something for everyone who loves the outdoors, everything from hunting, fishing, fly fishing. You know, if you just like to camp or you just like to be comfortable sitting in your backyard, we've got clothing and products that that make everything outdoors more fun.
Got kayaks, too?
Yes, sir. Kayaks and canoes. And we specialize in fishing kayaks, and we have several different brands that really make it fun on the water.
All right. This is going to be tomorrow morning. Registration starts at 9. Where at?
It's actually at Mosquito Creek Outdoors. We're at 170 South Washington Avenue in Apopka. We're right behind the Hungry Howie's that's located on 441. The contest itself will be in our what we call our Outback building, where we do seminars and special events. And we'll have plenty of signage out. If you're coming from Orlando and you end up at the 451 interchange, you went too far. Just turn around and come back. We'll be right here on the left.
And that's right there in Apopka.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And that's tomorrow morning. And, folks, come on out. You might have a chance to win $1,000 doing a turkey call. So you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to have stuff for the kids, too, I would imagine. Right, Paul?
We've got the NWTF Daisy BB gun trailer here for them.
All right.
And it's a great way to get them started safely, you know, learning all the safety aspects of BB guns and then progress on to firearms.
Okay, so that's tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, the Turkey Calling Championships at Mosquito Creek Outdoors right here in Apopka. Be there and have a lot of fun. Thanks, Paul, for being with us this afternoon.
Hey, thank y'all. Y'all take care.
Hey, thanks, man. Best luck tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Now, Chris, do you want to hear my turkey call?
Sure.
Barack Obama! Barack Obama! Barack Obama!
And you can add into that McCain, too. Okay, let's go now to back to Tom
Tillerson.
Back to Tom Tillerson. Tom, if you were a betting man and the vote were held today, would Barack Obama get this resolution passed through Congress, both houses? Tom Tillerson? Go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
I just don't see any way that he would get support right now. However, he plans on addressing the nation next Tuesday. They've got several days to do some arm twisting, and that's why it's important for the listeners, for the American people, to contact their elected representatives and stress to them that we do not need to get involved in Syria. These guys, like you mentioned, Dan Webster, I think most of our congressmen, congresswomen are on the right side of this issue. However,
Rubio too,
and Rubio as well. But we know when the party leadership starts twisting arms, they can change minds, and that's why the American people need to know these representatives that they have their back, that there's political support for their position.
Well, that. Tom, that's exactly why I'm beginning to agree with Chris. It seems like there's something else, something bigger that we're not either being told or we're not seeing here, whatever, that's having Barack push this so much.
Well, I think whether he gets that vote or not, he will probably proceed unless there is a significant pushback by the American people, which means we need folks on the left and the right coming together and making our voices as loud as we can possibly make them.
You know, at the end of the day, I would not be surprised if he does get the resolution passed. I mean, there's, as you said, there's going to be a lot of arm twisting going on.
In the House, too?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of pushing and shoving. Both leaders of the House, Pelosi and Boehner, are behind it. They may scrape up just enough votes. However, I think Tom is right on this one. I think the American public does have a say and does have an effect on this. And John Boehner, by the way, we have some new numbers out of Gravis Marketing, who helped us with the polling during the election last year, that show Boehner is very vulnerable. So certainly people in his district could put a lot of pressure on the man and at least have him perhaps not even hold a vote if he doesn't have a certain victory. But you know, you mentioned going out of the last segment, Tom. You know, we shouldn't make this a partisan thing, and I'm not trying to do that. I'm questioning the motives of the president here. I'm not questioning the motives of Democrats in general. I'm questioning the motives of one Democrat, and that is the president. And I do not think that we are going to be given the full story at all Tuesday night or whatever. And certainly. I just do not see giving this man authority to get us into something that we just could not absolutely get out of. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I hate to say this. I don't want to sound like one of these conspiracy nuts. However, the truth of the matter is, the facts bear this out, that time and again, when Barack Obama, I'm not saying that he is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. What I am saying that consistently his policies just coincidentally
yes.
always mm-hmm. favor the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
And this is another situation where his actions here would, you know, as you mentioned at the top of the show, the difference between the Sunnis and the Shias, you know, this, you know, ultimately, if the rebels prevailed in Syria, this would be another Egypt where the Muslim Brotherhood would come in, fill the vacuum, and be able to take control of that country.
You know, I'm glad you brought Egypt up because this is went into my thinking, too. What has happened recently in Egypt that just prior to what's going on now in Syria, okay, the Muslim Brotherhood was kicked out. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were kicked out.
They had to go somewhere.
Now, all of a sudden, it's an emergency in Syria that we have to go in on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. Another one of those coincidences. Tom, let me bring in Nostra Dennis to this conversation. And Don, hold on. We'll get to you in a minute. Nostra Dennis, you have some interesting information.
Yeah, but first let me throw in a quote. Should the political winds begin to shift in an ugly direction, I will stand with my Muslim brothers. Barack Obama dreams for my father.
Ooh.
I'm getting cold chills there, Dennis.
Okay, on to the poll numbers. And what Tom said is exactly right on target. Republicans and Democrats alike are opposed to any action, not even just boots on the ground, but even launching missile strikes. A post-ABC poll, the Washington Post and ABC, says that Democrats and Republicans, by identical 50 to 40 margins, say we should not launch missile strikes against the Syrian government. Independents think it's an even worse idea for a 65 to 30 margin. So more than 2 out of 3 independents say we should not get involved.
You know, and there's go ahead, Dennis. I'm sorry.
We got a Gallup poll, too, that was just taken a few days ago that has 51 to 36 opposed to any action at all.
You know, and something Alan Grayson said today, I heard him in an interview where he said, not only is he getting people adamantly opposed to this, they are adamantly opposed to it. They are just vehemently opposed to it. There is no, you know...
You're not going to win them over.
No compromise there. Tom, is that your feeling as well?
Well, if you look at, you know, the news reports, they say that the calls coming into to the elected officials' offices are running 400-500-1 against this. So it bears that out, guys. And I tell you what, if this, you know, resolution should happen to pass next week. What I think we need to do here locally, left and right, we need to come together. We need to hold a huge rally, you know, and they should do this around the country. Just show the, you know, the politicians in Washington, D.C., that we, the people, are tired of these interventions. We're tired of getting caught in one quagmire after another in the Middle East that all ends up costing us money and lives and does nothing to solve the problem. Enough of this.
Yeah, well, I think your last point of your statement there is the most crucial point, and that is that it does nothing to solve the problem. If they could come up with a plan, if they had the assets to actually solve the problem, I would be all for it. But that is not what we were talking about here. What we are talking about here is opening up this situation to far more worse consequences than even we can imagine right now. Tom?
You know, I have a solution. You solve the problem. If you're worried about the Syrian people, you know what? Carpet bomb that country with gas masks. Just drop gas masks everywhere, and we got no more chemical weapons.
They are a very inefficient weapon, that's for sure. Nostradamus, you had some information about the Congressional Black Caucus I thought was interesting in all of the scheme of things here.
Sure. More than 40 members in the House are members of the Congressional Black Caucus. And their chair, Representative Marsha Fudge from Ohio, sent an email to members of her caucus asking them to limit public comment on the Syria debate. And so there are members of this group that are complaining that they're just trying to be shut up. She says, no, that's not the case. We're going to receive a classified briefing on Syria on Monday. And she just doesn't think that Ms. Fudge doesn't think that we should make a decision in public before getting the entire picture.
You know, this part of it is just juicy. This is the enjoyable part of all this, is that Barack Obama, whether he realizes it or not, has a huge bit of his own credibility at stake here in this vote in Congress. And he is pitting many of his own people against himself and against one another. He has taken a huge gamble here, and that's another reason why I think he must have some real serious reason why he would do that. Because he is really tearing his own party apart on this issue, isn't he, Tom?
Well, he is, you know, again, because you know, people like Alan Grayson, who has stood with this president, you know, they are breaking completely on this issue. And, you know, there's a lot of them that are doing so. And you know, the ironic thing is that he is putting the Democrats in the position to be the party that's advocating for war after they spent the last 10 years doing the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, and that's why I say a man with his political know-how, he must have something really important that he's up to in, for him to do that.
Take his risk.
That's right, because if he loses this vote, this may make him, as our friend Grant is saying, a blame duck president right away, and the rest of his term would just basically be ineffective. Listen, Nostradamus and Don, don't go away. Nostradamus and Tom, don't go away. I want to go to Don now because he says he has a fresh perspective on Syria. Don, thank you for calling.
We need to hear it.
Please give it to us.
Yeah, out of a week of this, I don't think you'll have heard this this thought put forward. You know, Bashar Assad didn't just create these weapons of mass destruction overnight. He's had these things for a while, and probably he got them back in 2002.
Well, I can't imagine from where.
Yeah, when George W. Bush was rattling sabers after Saddam Hussein,
yeah.
Saddam Hussein took his stash and sent them over to Bashar Assad. Now, that means that Bashar Assad has been sitting on these things for 10 years. And he may have used them a few months ago against the Civil War, but he's been winning the Civil War here recently. You know,
it would be foolish for him to use those weapons right now.
Absolutely, and yep. Basically, he has been sitting on these things for 10 years now. The Islamic Muslim Brotherhood and the Al Qaeda guys. They sit here, why in the world do you think that they would be leaving their comfortable little covens in Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and these other places to go over to Syria to fight this proxy war? They want to get their hands on those chemical weapons.
Sure.
So that they can distribute them out and get them into Disney World and places like that.
Yeah. Well, you know something, Don? Tom raised an interesting point. I don't understand why our government, no one in government has raised it. Why don't we drop a bunch of gas masks over there?
Well, Well, what I'm thinking is we should be dropping a bouquet of roses over to Bashar Assad saying thank you for hanging on to these things.
That was his point.
Distributing them out to the Islamic crazies.
Yep.
And here we are going in and taking a guy who has secured those weapons for 10 years and kept them under wraps and kept them out of the hands of Islamic crazies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Don,
and when we get finished destroying Bashar Assad's little empire, I mean, after all, he was named by Kerry and by
Hillary
Clinton as a reformer and a good guy.
Yep, you're right. You're right, Don. We didn't kind of say it the same way, but we did talk about that with Abe Katzman Tuesday. But you're absolutely right. Thank you for your call. Thank you for listening. And folks, we have a whole another segment to go, so please don't go away because we're coming right back.
Hey folks, I'm Lair Adams, sitting here talking to Ed Roxy of Roxy Pacifics. Let me ask you a question, buddy. What is Roxy Pacifics?
Roxy Pacific is a kelp water that clears acne and eczema.
Wow, that's incredible. Does it have any side effects?
There's absolutely no side effects. All of its natural minerals are vitamin B1, B2, B3, B5, and B6, omega-3, magnesium. And it's a perfect fit for skin.
And you can also use it on your scalp, is that correct?
Yes. It's been curing skin cancer on the scalp and on the ears.
Any other ideas that you are now using this on, this incredible product?
Shingles is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
And Lynn Hunter, Congressman Duncan Hunter's wife, uses it for shingles behind her ears, and it soothes them, it takes the pain away, and there's no scarring.
Thanks so much, Ed. Folks, you can get yours at RoxyPacifics.net. That's Roxy, R-O-C-Z-E-Y, Pacifics with an X on the end, or call 619-654-4829. Roxy Pacific.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL. If you can take it.
Thank you, folks, for joining us this wet Friday. Again, if you're driving home, be very, very careful. This is the final segment of The American Adversaries Drive Time for this week. Don't forget, we'll be here Sunday night. On the line right now, we have Noster Dennis and Tom Tillison. Tom, we're getting a big sales pitch, aren't we, buddy?
Tom, do we still have Tom Tillison?
Hey, Tom. Still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go. We're getting a big sales pitch, aren't we? We only have a couple minutes here.
Yeah, your last thoughts.
Well, we are, and as you guys mentioned, there's something more to this. You know, what it is, I'm not quite sure, but I think you're on to something. There's more to this because he's putting a lot at risk, you know, to take this action, and you just have to ask yourself, you know, what is his ultimate goal here? Because he's not clear, as usual. You know, it'll be interesting to see what he says to the American people on Tuesday night, though.
Absolutely. Okay, Tom, we're going to have to let you go. Thanks for being with us tonight. And we're going to keep digging, as you will, as well. And once again, folks, you can find Tom does some great writing. You'll find it at bizpackreview.com. That's bizpackreview.com. And we're going to get Tom in next week. May get him in a couple times next week as we follow this story through. Noster Dennis, we're going to go to you next. You've got some interesting news out of the Vatican having to do with all this.
Yeah, as a Catholic, I kind of try to take a look at what the Pope's doing, and if he recommends something, I usually do it. He's designated tomorrow, Saturday the 7th, as a day of fasting and prayer for peace in Syria and the world, and he's going to have a vigil Saturday evening in St. Peter's Square. This is for Catholics around the world as well as anybody who believes in God. You can go to Vatican.va for details. As you might know, prayer is powerful. Prayer and fasting is powerful on steroids.
There you go. And Dennis, something tells me he's not going to be voting for Barack Obama's little measure, huh?
I don't think so. I don't think he'll be contributing to his next campaign either.
You know, some people might scoff at that and say, yeah, a fat lot of good, that'll do. But I'm here to tell you, that'll do a whole lot better than what Barack Obama is fixing to do. And that's a fact. You can bank that. Thank you, Noster Dennis. Appreciate you being out there for us. And thanks again for all the great work on the great guests you've been getting. And by the way, folks, next week we have Colonel Danny McKnight, who's going to be in talking about this. Jonathan Matusitz is going to be back in soon. We're going to be talking about this, as well as Waleed Shobat. So we're going to be giving you a lot of inside stuff about this Syria thing that you're not going to get anywhere else.
And, Chris, I'm really following you on this thing because you could be right. This may be an effort to use America's might for his personal gains over getting rid of an arm of people in the Middle East.
The Sunni Muslims, wouldn't that be something, huh? We're going to talk more about this Sunday night. We're going to talk about some climate change science and why that's bogus. And we're going to do that Sunday night as
well. How about jobs?
And we're going to talk about the jobs numbers and the war on the middle class. There's more war casualties there. I want to just thank Rick. He left us this message. He says, finally, the president has been able to unite the American people. Yeah, that's right.
Great point.
So he has.
Against him.
That's right. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 8 to 9, live, Carl Jackson. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 to 3, live, Marshall Polston. 7 to 8 on 1520 WDW News Today, the radio show with Nick LoCicero. And don't forget, we'll be on Sunday night, up the dial at 1520. Make sure you're there.
That's right, folks. We'll see you Sunday night, and I have a couple words for you. Recall vote. These won't work.
Night, everybody.
News Talk 660 WORL. Altamont Springs, Orlando. 660 WORL.